You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Thursday night football is very Thursday, my friends. Falcons at Panthers. But that's the tie for first place Falcons, so put some respect on their name, national panel. Also, NBA city jerseys and the Russell Wilson wristband rumpus war of words. Let's go. Russell Wilson wristband rumpus war of words. Russell Wilson wristband rumpus.
Tongue twister.
What, if anything, we'll learn tonight, Falcons at Panthers. Atlanta is 4-5, and yes, tied for first place in the NFC South. Carolina is 2-7. Yes, two games out of being tied for first place in the NFC South. Mina Kimes, this is your account. The floor is yours.
Oh, gosh. Is the NFC South my
your
account? Because if so, I would like to renounce it. The fact that the Falcons can retain first place, or regain first place, rather, with this win is more of a referendum on the division and not the team, because they are not complete. This is one of the worst defenses in the NFL. They can't rush the passer. They're injured in the secondary. But I still expect them to win this one because the offense is extremely fun. We talk a lot about this rushing attack and how good they are. But Marcus Mariota has also been decent through the air, particularly on intermediate passes between 10 and 19 yards, where the Carolina Panthers happen to be the worst in the NFL. I expect Atlanta to win this game. I don't expect it to be a great game, but give me the Falcons.
Clinton Yates.
I mean, this is the kind of game that is tailor-made for people like Mina Kimes to watch. It is emblematic of what the NFL is right now. You've got one team in the Panthers that traded away their best star that anybody's recognized, and they got a coach that's still trying to keep his job on an interim basis. You've got the Falcons, who, on the other hand, are dealing with a retread quarterback and are still unable to finish to find a way to get above 500. The NFL is mired in mediocrity at this point with teams that have no idea what their identities are, that are trying to figure out this is exactly what that game is. I would not be watching if it weren't for the fact that we talk about it on these kinds of shows.
Pablo Torre, please.
But hold on a second, because as much as these are not two good teams or anything close to it, the last time they played, which was 10 days ago, this game was close.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll take a close game over a game between two good teams on a sheer entertainment level, even if that makes me a little bit of a sicko from the actual, like, caliber of football perspective. And so, look, do I expect Eddie Pinheiro to miss field goals and kicks again that should be made? No, not necessarily. But I am intrigued, Tony, for as much as P.J. Walker is not the solution long-term or anything like a solution for this team, the idea that he has this high, right, that we saw, a Hail Mary's level ceiling, like, that's fun, right? Can't that be a little bit fun? They're sticking with him. I'm kind of intrigued by him still.
And Mr. Bob Ryan, that is the face of fun right there. I could see it. You're excited, Bob, please.
I'm tingling with excitement. The fact that this has something to do with determining a division, it speaks to the artificiality of divisions. Yeah. In each of our four major sports, we have so many teams, we must divide them into fours, and there we get nonsensical things such as this. Now, there's that said, there's a reason for some people, the betting community, to watch the game, always. And for that purpose, I want to point out that it's Atlanta by 2.5, and the over-under is 41.5. If anybody wanted to know, okay? So there's a reason for you to watch the game. Also, Pablo hit something. In this year of mediocrity, yeah, we've had a disproportionate number of close games involving crappy teams, but nonetheless, the outcome gets decided late, and there's something to be said for that as athletic competition. So if you're really bored and you don't don't like what's on TV and with no movie you like, maybe you want to stick in this, watch this game.
Go ahead, Mina.
Guys, the Falcons have one of the best offenses in the NFL. And we're talking about this like this is the dregs of the league. Oh, God. Oh, must we watch this game? Marcus Mariota and company are legitimately entertaining to watch. It's an extremely well-schemed offense. Cordero Patterson is back. He's one of the most entertaining players in football. So if only for that, I'm excited for watching this.
And helmet watch for DJ Moore, right? DJ Moore or DJ Less? That was the game 2 weeks ago with the unsportsmanlike conduct that decided the result. All right, so Mina, you've got Atlanta, Clinton Yates, you've got the remote control, Pablo Torre, who you got?
Yeah, I'll take the Panthers.
And Bob Ryan.
Yes.
Oh, I guess I'll flip a metal coin and it comes down in favor of the Falcons.
We'll move on to the city of Washington, D.C., suing the Washington football team and Daniel Snyder and the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell. That is a sentence I didn't think I'd be saying. Clinton Yates, you were there today. It's a consumer protection lawsuit, kind of goes along the line. A lot of the suits we've already heard involving Daniel Snyder and reporting we've seen into toxic culture. This was the major announcement that was teased yesterday that led to a commander spokesperson, unnamed, criticizing the city and the city's police department in the wake of Brian Robinson's shooting. Clinton Yates, what was it?
First of all, the commander's using Robinson's name in terms of their political aims to try to point out that the AG has no business suing them was absolutely despicable on every single level. The lawsuit itself, though, to me, bit of a nothing burger. I mean, representing the city itself to say we're looking to hold accountability for people in terms of toxic workplace culture all the way up to the NFL and say, well, nobody's paying any money and nobody's going to prison doesn't really ring very major in my personal opinion. What it does do, however, is show how much of a mess that this entire NFL situation has become in this town. People want answers, and they can't really get them because this owner lives on a yacht in the middle of nowhere and doesn't seem to say anything, but the anger is still there and the desire is still there for the football team. My biggest takeaway from what happened here is you're not going to see a Super Bowl anywhere near the nation's capital anytime soon because it's clear that
Super
the relationship...
Bowl. Okay, this nobody's fan. Talking about that. Gut check, Clinton Yates. Does this hasten a sale of the team?
No, I don't think this is going to – this is tangential at best to the sale of the team. And on top of that, Dan Snyder is still a defendant, as is Roger Goodell, in the lawsuit, whether he owns the team or not.
Mina Kimes.
You know, I disagree a little bit. The revelations are things we've known for a while, right? The allegations of sexual misconduct, the toxic workplace, the fact that the owner is accused of having actually participated in that misconduct and, of course, covering it up. What's meaningful is this. The AG said, all right, these are our allegations. We want it all made public. We want there to be more depositions. We want the NFL's report, the Wilkinson report, that when they looked into these allegations that was never released to actually be released. The NFL has exposure here because when that investigation occurred, they entered into a common interest agreement with Washington that, frankly, I believe exposes them to accusations of being complicit in all of this. So it's meaningful that this will all be made more, I was rather say, put more into the public record and that the NFL has just as much exposure as Washington.
Bob Ryan, your view of it all?
Once upon a time, an English king was heard to say, who will rid me of this priest? And I speak on behalf of football fans in Washington, D.C. and its environs. Who will rid me of this creepy owner? What can I say? I'm an outsider. I don't have a dog in the hunt, except for the interest of those good fans. And I know they're there and who have been subjected to this dismal regime, all right? Dismal and unsavory regime on top of everything else. So that's all I can say. It sounds like that they're overreaching a bit from the government standpoint, you know, in terms of this suit that my friend calls here a nothing burger. But please, Lord, get rid of this guy.
And Pablo Torre.
Yeah, it's an incredible curve we're grading on, Tony, when an attorney general's investigation does not crack the metal stand of things that Dan Snyder is worried about because he has six investigations to his name at this point. And this feels like the investigation into the investigation by Beth Wilkinson that Mina alluded to. And just to put a little bit more clarity on why Roger Goodell might be the person most worried about this, that agreement that he entered into with Dan Snyder, what it allowed Dan Snyder to do, allegedly, per Seth Wickersham and Donovan Edda and Tisha Thompson, is use the names of people who cooperated with the investigation as a tip sheet. Dan Snyder allegedly went and looked into those people himself. That is wildly concerning. If you are the NFL and that is something that you might be deposed about.
Last word, Clinton Yates.
The fact is that football fans in D.C. care about the owner getting removed and potentially getting a new stadium. All these other things about people who may be lying or complicit are assumed to be true, as everyone already believes that nobody is doing the right thing anyway. That's what I'm getting at.
That'll be the last word here. We move on to maybe the most important story today, the Russell Wilson wristband rumpus. Pete Carroll, loving Geno Smith wearing a wristband, said he wished a certain former quarterback wore one, but there was resistance. Ready for the war of words rumpus? Russell Wilson responding, rebuffing wristband resistance. Quote, we won a lot of games without a wristband, end quote. Pablo, who you got here?
Tony, I'm a guy who hates when his waiter takes the order without writing anything down, right? It's sort of like he goes back there, he comes out, and I'm like, did you get it right? And right now, Tony, Pete Carroll is the guy getting the order right, and Russell Wilson is the guy getting the order wrong. And yes, there's a lot of letting him cook metaphor wrapped up here, but this feels like something that we're going to play the results on. Right now, Russell Wilson is bad. Before, when he was taking the orders without the wristband, he was great. But he's not going to win the argument in the present.
Bob Ryan.
Take the high road, Pete. You're 71. You've been around. You owe this guy something. He gave you a Super Bowl. If you didn't have a stupid coaching decision, they would have had a second Super Bowl. Come on, Pete. Let the guy go and move on.
Mina Kimes.
Well, this is about history. You know, for a while, there were rumors of a Russell Wilson trade long before this last offseason, and nobody knew why. And I think we're seeing the reason laid bare, which is there was a conflict about style of play. As Pablo said, for years, when Russell Wilson was at his peak, his ability to thrive outside of the structure of a traditional offense is what made Seattle work. Until it didn't work. And I think Pete Carroll is airing this out a little bit because at the end, he was probably frustrated with absorbing all the blame for the offense, even though Russell Wilson deserves some of that blame too.
And Clay Yates.
I'll use a different metaphor from Pablo, which is this. If you initiate the breakup and you end up with the more effective partner, you do not then proceed to trash the ex. I don't understand why Pete Carroll is talking about this at all when Eugene Cyril Smith III is one of the best stories in the NFL this season. I don't need all this back talk in terms of the history of what they did. I'm way past
that. You have a retort? Please, go ahead.
No. I think he's right about Geno emphasizing what's now, but as far as who initiated the breakup, that is a matter of debate in Seattle and probably will be forever.
Fair.
Who will rid me of this meddlesome wristband? That's so Bob Ryan gave us the line. Anybody know who he's talking about? The king, the priest, or Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas of Becket? Anybody? Peter O'Toole? Oh, great movie. No? Henry II and Thomas.
It's not Bad Bunny. I don't know.
All right. We'll be back by ourselves on the other side.
I feel like we're in Bob's class right now.
Around the Horn is presented by Johnny Walker. Keep walking. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
MLB free agency started exactly 16 minutes ago. Mets wasting no time. Biggest deal ever given to a reliever, Edwin Diaz. 5 years, $102 million. Justin Verlander opting out of his deal with Houston. That doesn't mean he won't come back. Just means he's looking to get more than $25 million. Aaron Judge sweepstakes might take a while. Trey Turner might take a while. Clinton Yates, what are you buying as the number one story from day one of free agency?
I still think it's Aaron Judge. Of course, this is MLB where things take a little bit longer in terms of free agency, so I don't think we'll see a bunch of big stuff until later down the line. But I think from a team standpoint, you mentioned them, Tony, the Dodgers are very interesting. Both Turner's are free agents. Kershaw's a free agent as well. A team that won 100-plus odd games is going to look drastically different next year depending on the moves that they make, which is a very interesting situation considering how good they were last year even though they failed in the playoffs.
Pablo Torre.
Judge maybe not re-signing with the Yankees because he got booed in the playoffs remains enormous and insane to contemplate, Tony. But the Edwin Diaz thing, I think that was the most fun story for me from the past baseball season, the Timmy Trumpets thing and all of that. But when you go from guy who is a bargain and a phenom to the guy making the most money at his position, there's a real sad trombone kind of aspect to that. And I feel like that story's about to turn.
Okay, let's give a thumbs up or thumbs down. I'm Pablo trying to bring the trumpet
give
to the
me
trombone
the sad trombone
as we go around the horn. There we go.
Bring his own horn.
Bob Ryan, please.
Well, Aaron Judge, of course, that's got to be number one. Now, one of the things that intrigues me, the shortstops out there with Correa and our guy Bogarts and Turner and Swanson. And that's going to be interesting. And also, keep in mind that Scott Boras represents both Correa and Bogart. So how's he going to play off that one? Who's going to be the unhappy? Who's going to get paid more? That's going to be interesting. One guy keep your eye on, Carlos Rondon. He's coming off a big year. He led the league in strikeouts for 9 innings, and he's got a 2-year record of a whip under one. He could be a real pickup at age 29 for somebody.
Mina Kimes.
You know, I think it's the Dodgers and Yankees, not just because they have such big decisions to make, but because they finish their seasons in such disappointing fashion. Both of these fan bases are waiting to see, okay, what are you going to do about it? With the Yankees, obviously, it's Judge. With the Dodgers, the idea of Clayton Kershaw not wearing a Dodgers jersey is wild, but it could happen.
Buy or sell two, NBA. The untankable, unstoppable Utah Jazz. It was the matchup of the night last night. Utah 125, Hawks 119, a 40-point fourth quarter for Utah. And Lauri Markkanen, the magic marker, 32, his season high in a season that's been all highs. How high? Are they high? They're not tanking. They're the one seed, 10-3, Pablo. I go to you for all things tank. How real are the Jazz, and is it wise for them to go for it and not tank?
They are way too real for Danny Ainge's liking, obviously. Mike Conley and a bunch of scorers. Lauri Markkanen's been a revelation. He's averaging like 30 points a game. All of that, watching these games, it's not like fluke wins. They're actually playing really well. But this is, Tony, this is why Sam Hinkie was so all in on tanking. If you're going to tank, you don't go a little bit in. You got to go all in otherwise.
Bob Ryan, please.
Well, how'd you like that Euro Gallup from the greatest player ever to come out of Finland? We just
Lauri Markkanen, yeah.
Anyway, wow. Yeah, that was some Euro step. Look, the 14% isn't the 100% chance of getting it. So don't even think about tanking now. Start playing, keep playing the basketball you're playing. Reward your good fans. They've got good fans. They've always had passionate fans. Reward your fans. Enjoy the team. Go for something. And don't even talk about that.
Could this be a playoff team, Bob?
Sure could. It could. I know they play 13 games. We have a long way to go. And let's come back and see us at, you know, A, Christmas, and B, February, and trading deadline, blah, 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 blah. But damn it, I don't even want to talk about tanking. I want to
be on the team.
Well, I'm going to keep talking about tanking because Danny Ainge thought he was driving a tank and it turned out to be a Lamborghini. Or rather, a Subaru, because the Jazz are like the most sensible team in the NBA. They just play together really well. They have increased their assists per game by 5. That's on pace for the second largest increase in assists in 40 years. Bob Ryan, this is probably your favorite brand of basketball. Be happy.
Mm-hmm. And Clinton Yates, after the offseason, Donovan Mitchell gone, Rudy Gobert gone, all the picks, including Minnesota, so they could still draft. Go ahead on the Utah Jazz, whether it's smart to win or whether they should be thinking about Wembanyama.
First of all, yes, they're real, and yes, they are spectacular. All you people who want to run what I'll just say, a word that starts with N and ends with narrative about how teams should be doing this, that, and third to make sure that they can get down in the draft. A basketball team is playing well and winning games. We do not live in a simulation, okay? Just because you have the number one pick does not mean your team is necessarily going to get better, and every single NBA team does not improve only via the draft. I love the Jazz for what they're doing, and Magic Marker is the best nickname going in the NBA right
now. Yeah, they do have some great nicknames, too. All right, Pablo, I'll give you the last word because you were muted because you invoked a name that is only a band name for you. Sam Hinkie, go ahead.
I just like how I'm getting eliminated because in the last segment I referenced a brass instrument on a show called Around the Horn.
Oh no!
Thank you very much.
I think you were thinking. This is exactly what your MO is, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Bob Ryan, Mina Kimes, showdown in 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Around the Horn is presented by Johnny Walker. Keep walking. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
World Cup roster reveal with some surprises. Zach Steffen, goalkeeper, carried the load. A good part of the buildup, not on the roster. It's Matt Turner's team. And Ricardo Pepi, who was a more reliable scorer and finisher than Pepi on the buildup, not on the team. Here's the roster, Mina Kimes. What's the number one takeaway?
You know, I was really surprised to see Pepi not make it. I wouldn't have thought this after he chose the U.S. over Mexico. He was so good early on, had a bit of a rough patch in Bundesliga, but has been good as of late. I was looking forward to watching one of the bright young stars.
Bob Ryan.
Fret not. We've got some good young players. We've got Gio Reyna, the son of the great Claudio. We've got Tim Weah. We've got Brandon Aronson. We've got Weldon McKinney. And we've got Christian Pulisic. All good young players. Four of them training right now in Europe. Not playing, of course. We're going to be fine.
We're going to be fine. Wow. I'm much calmer now after hearing from Bob. We'll move on. Nike unveiling the NBA City uniforms. Take a look, Bob. Who's his best? Who's misses the mark?
I like Nola. Of course, I'd love New Orleans anyway, but I love Nola. That got my eye. I like them. It's different. It speaks to it. The worst. What is that thing up there in the upper right? I mean, once upon a time, the Warriors had the best uniform in basketball, the Rick Barry uniforms, the City. They're terrible. You know? Get rid of the Warriors. Burn those.
I like Atlanta. It's nothing crazy, but classy, retro, fits the city well. As far as the worst, I'll have to say Charlotte would probably want that one back and leave it there.
Do we need them every year? That's my one hot take on this. Does every team need one every year? I don't know about that. We'll move on. But the point, check this out. 1, 2, 3, 4 Timberwolves on the court. It's a 4-on-5 possession because D'Angelo Russell forgot to check in. Suns got a 3 out of it. Who's at fault, Bob? Russell for not going in or the coaching staff for not noticing?
Well, I think Russell should have gone in, but I think the real thing is that they unveiled their famous 1-1-2 zone defense. That was just trying to scoop him. It didn't work, though, obviously.
I don't know. Maybe he thought it was a power play. Wrong sport. The thing about this is it's funny, but it's also characteristic of Russell's play this year. Mental mistakes, big part of the reason why this team has been underwhelming.
Box and none, Bob. Yeah. Point. FaceTime, Mr. Ryan.
On June 9th, 1993, the Canadiens beat the Kings in Game 5 to win their 24th Stanley Cup. Since then, mon Dieu, quel cauchemar! That is a nightmare. No other Canadian team has won. And in the interim, such ice-deprived places as Dallas, Anaheim, Los Angeles, Raleigh, and Tampa Bay St. Pete have had parades for a sport they shouldn't even be playing. This is a tragic thing, and I'm rooting for a Canadian team. The best bet would be the Leafs, who, by the way, have a once at 67. But this is just this is an abomination. Quel cauchemar.
Thank you for that, Bob.
Incroyable.
We'll take a moment now to note the passing of a great of our industry, a pioneer of this industry, Fred Hickman, famously of CNN and Yes Network and this network as well. One of our directors, Bonnie Burko, worked with him for years. A delightful man, engaging, generous. We're sorry for his family's loss.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.